The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, let's go to Adam in London. It seems to be the way of the world, doesn't it, this business about consistent business about children at the risk of abuse?
Yes, Alan, in this case, abuse because of the belief that they may be possessed by witchcraft or filled with evil spirits, which is an extraordinary notion, really, in 21st century Britain, but obviously it's particularly links with Africa and the Caribbean. But according to a charity called Africa, Africans Unite Against Child Abuse, they say that right now in the UK there are 400 or so children and teenagers at risk. Often they say because of faith healers who exploit families and order exorcisms, and of course some people are making money out of this, but also as a result children can be beaten and burned, cut, strangled, starved, and generally tortured. And we've had a couple of very high profile cases here, and they're saying that unfortunately we may poo-poo the idea of voodoo or witchcraft or whatever, but it's not going away, it's there.
Yeah, I know. So Brexit, there's all sorts of leaked material here.
Well, a leaked memo, at first people suggested it was a Downing Street memo that had come out, but that's been denied. It's thought that maybe this is the insight of a consultant. So I suppose one has to take it with a slight pinch of salt. But nonetheless, this is somebody, in theory, working on our exit plan from the European Union. And according to this memo, the cabinet is divided on how we will Brexit. Theresa May is becoming a control freak and wants everything channeled through her. This is the memo I'm quoting. The government's already made unsustainable promises to business and our conscious uncoupling from the European Union will take longer than anyone has forecast. Well, I've heard the longest forecast at 12 years. If it takes longer than that...
the memo says the Prime Minister is rapidly acquiring the reputation of drawing in decisions and details to settle matters herself, which is ultimately unlikely to be sustainable.
Yes, exactly. The idea that she's not devolving power to the cabinet, which, of course, is the idea of cabinet. But there's also a fabulous one here in the memo, which says that there are 500 EU-related projects but a shortage of 30,000 civil servants to deal with them. Maybe we need some more migrants to come in and do those jobs.
I'll put my money on Theresa May. All right, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.